Roading challenges. The 2016 earthquake closed State Highway 1 and the railway between Picton and Christchurch. All roads and the rail network in and out of the Kaikoura area were damaged and closed by slips. Repairing these transport systems quickly was a top priority. NECTA. The North Canterbury Transport Infrastructure Recovery Alliance, NECTA, was set up to repair the road and railway between Picton and Christchurch. The top priority was to reopen State Highway 1 and the main North Line Railway as soon as possible. A safe, durable road and rail line needed planning that had little impact on the environment, wildlife and landscape. The difficult terrain, along with coastal and weather conditions, has been a big challenge. The top priority was to reopen State Highway 1 and the main North Line Railway. What does this make you think about the importance of our transport networks? State Highway 1. More than 200 areas of road along State Highway 1 were affected by the earthquake. There were over 30 slips south of Kaikoura and 9 large slips north of Kaikoura. After a lot of hard work, State Highway 1 north and south of Kaikoura reopened for daytime travel on 15th December 2017. It then reopened for nighttime travel on Monday 30 April 2018. A different Picton to Christchurch route. With State Highway 1 closed after the earthquake, drivers between Christchurch and Picton had to drive a different route. Increased traffic along this route affected the road as well as local communities. New speed limits were set to improve safety for drivers and communities. The road was also improved so it could handle the extra traffic. I wonder how this increased traffic affected local communities. What might have been good, bad? The inland road, Route 70, between Kaikoura and Waio. Another priority was to restore access to communities which were cut off by earthquake damage. The inland road, Route 70, was the best way to restore access to Kaikoura. The badly damaged road had to be made safe for general use. This included clearing the road of more than 50 slips, stabilizing slopes, repairing damage, building a new road around the unstable Walesback section. Access through this route was restored within a few days of the earthquake. Emergency supplies were then able to get through to areas cut off by earthquake damage. Main North Line Railway. The main North Line Railway between Picton and Christchurch is important for moving freight and people between the North and South Islands. Nearly 900 sites along this line were damaged. The line was buried under more than 90 slips and landslides. 59 bridges and 20 rail tunnels were also damaged. 10 months after the earthquake, some freight rail services were able to start again. This helped to reduce the number of trucks on the road and improve supply of goods to the area. Passenger trains won't be running until mid-2018 at the earliest. Commemorating the rebuild of the line with a sculpture. A sculpture has been made to remember the effort put in to rebuild the main North Line. It also recognises the November 2016 earthquake and its effects on the wider community. Caring for people. More than 1,300 people from 100 organisations joined the rebuild effort. This included many people and businesses from Kaikoura and surrounding areas. Keeping everyone informed has been an important part of this NECTA project. Regular community meetings were held in the Kaikoura area. There were also door knocks in some neighbourhoods to discuss upcoming high-impact work. A NECTA office was opened on Kaikoura's main street. This was for residents and others wanting updates on the recovery work.